Today's shiur is Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Chafov. We're going to begin on Daf Chaf Hei Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. It says the Gemara Amar Yehuda Stam Roya. If you have an individual who's a shepherd, we don't specifically know that he's done anything wrong, but we assume that he's possible. The Halacha treats him as an individual disqualified to be an aid or a dying. And the Rishonim explain because two reasons. First of all, a Roya takes out animals to the field, and it's difficult, if not impossible, to control that the animals should not graze in other people's fields. And therefore, we have to assume that the animals grazed in other people's field, and the Roya is responsible for gzeila. Another pshat is they go out of town, they go out to the field, but there's nobody watching. And therefore, again, the Roya has reason to, nobody's watching, and people, he'll let the animals go into other fields. However, there are Rishonim that suggest that when Rabbi Yehuda says here, Stam Roya is possible, he's speaking about a Roya who shepherds his own animals. So that's where he has to gain, where the animals graze in other people's fields, and he doesn't have to spend money to feed them. But if he's taking other people's animals, he doesn't have his own animals at all, this halacha would not apply. Because why should he steal and he has no personal gain from it? Stam gabai. But if somebody is a person who is a gabai, we spoke about yesterday, a person who is a tax collector, such an individual is a gabai. We don't, even though we learned and will learn that there has to be concern that they take and they assess improperly. The halacha is that we don't, until we know that they acted that way, we don't treat them that way. Says the Gemara, Avud Rav Zeira, Ovid Gevusa Tlei Sishonim. The father of Zeira was a tax collector for 13 years. Kiava Osa Reish Nara Lamasa. When the government officials would come to town, and what they came to town was, as we explained in the previous year, they used to assess the town, how much this town has to pay for taxes, and now became the tax collector's job to divide it up amongst the people in the town. So, obviously, they were anxious to see a lower assessment. So what, Kiav Chazu Rabbanon, when he would see Rabbanon, Amal Leich Ami Bo B'chaderecha, he would tell the Rabbanon, go hide, so that this government official should not see so many people in town. However, Kevachazi and Shidamasa, when he saw regular town people, not Tamid Chamim, Amar Reish Nahara Osalamasa, the government officials are coming to town, for Hach Hidna, and therefore now is the time that Nochas Abba Lepum Barah, and Barah Lepum Abba, father should hide from son should hide from father. And as the Yad Rama explains, he wasn't concerned that the Talmid Chacham would report him to the tax collector. So he was more explicit in telling them what they should go hide. But on the regular people, he was concerned that they would report what he was doing. So therefore, he didn't say it so explicitly. He just said it beremes. Another pshat that I saw is actually just the opposite. Talmid Chacham really don't understand what's going on. So the only way you could have them understand that they have to hide is to tell to them explicitly. Regular business people, you don't have to say a lot, they'll understand on their own. But obviously the question that the Meiri asks, is this mutter, is this permissible? Isn't this cheating? So he says, this wasn't considered going against Dina Malchus Adina. Because Dina Malchus Adina is, if the government says you have to pay a certain amount of tax, and there's an official tax rate, so everybody of course has to pay whatever the law requires. Here it was completely subjective, this assessment. There was no specific formula that was being followed, and therefore, since it was subjective, what he did wasn't wrong. And by telling everybody to hide, umignasi kula alma, everybody hid, and therefore kiosi, when the government officials came, and they were going to make an assessment, amle, the father of Zeir, would tell them, man the boy, who should we ask from? There's nobody in this town. Continues the Gemara, Kenicha Nafshe, when Reb Zeira's father was about to pass away, Omar, he told his children, Shkila Tlay Samoy, the Tsali B'Sadoni, take these 13 Ma that I have put away in my wallet, the Hadra Leila Planya, and give it back to this individual, to Shekaltinim Enevela Yisruchalei. I took the money from him, but at the end it wasn't needed. It was, and therefore it should be given back. And as the Yad Ramah explains the Gemara, he had collected taxes from the entire city and given it to the tax, to the government. Then the government told him, we think that you didn't collect enough. And the Yad Ramah says, we think you didn't take enough from this person. Go to that person and collect another 13 more. So he went to that person and collected another 13 more. When he came to deliver those 13 more, they said, you know what, forget about it. So those 13 more clearly belonged to that individual. And Reb Zeira was so honest that before he passed away, he made sure that that money should be returned to the person who it belonged to. We learned in the Mishnah, Amar Reb Shimon, again, we were discussing people who are disqualified from being Edim or Dayonim. And Reb Shimon said, B'tchila yukarin ha'is v'shviyis, at the beginning they spoke about people who collect in the Shemitah year, Mishurabo ha'nosim karu soich v'shviyis. So Gemara asks the obvious question, my comment, what does the Mishnah mean to say here? It says the Gemara Amar Yehuda Hachakam. This is the way to understand the Mishnah. V'tchila yu'aymer, ois v'shviyis, if people just collect produce during the Shemitah year, Shayrim. There's nothing wrong with collecting produce in the Shemitah year if you're not intending to do business with it. It's only Soichrim, people who do business with Perish Shvius, who are Psum, are disqualified from being Edom Adayonim. However, Mishurabu Metziim Maslanim, there were people who used to hire poor individuals, the Azli Aniim V'Aslihu. So these people, when they collected the produce, they weren't collecting the produce with the intention of eating it, which is mutter, but they were collecting the produce with the intention of using it to sell or to give it to these business people would sell it. Chazru Leimer, that's when Vazfil Maisi, and they collected it and gave it to these people who hired them. Chazru Leimer, so Chazal said, not only the people who do business with Shemitah produce are Pasul, but even the people who sell such produce, who collect such produce, Apostle. Asked the Gemara, Kashba B'nai Rechava. When the B'nai Rechava heard this explanation of the Mishnah, they had a difficulty. Because the wording of the Mishnah isn't understandable. Hai Mishrabba HaNosim. Why does Mishnah speak about Rabba HaNosim? Nosim means people who force them. Mishrabba Tagrim Boilei. The Mishnah says, well, there were business people that acted this inappropriate way. Therefore, says the Mishnah, it says the Gemara, the explanation of the Mishnah is as follows. At the beginning they said, whether a person collects or whether a person does business, because they assumed that the people were collecting weren't just collecting for their own consumption, but they were collecting for the purpose of selling or giving it to the people who would sell it. However, at a certain point, the anosim became a factor. What does anosim mean? Arnuna. That the government wasn't interested that this is a Shemitah year. And the government wanted their taxes. And therefore they said, we want our taxes, and it has to be collected no matter what. Kedi Machriz, Rav Yanai, indeed as Rav Yanai announced, Puku v'zor b'shvius, go collect in Shemitah, Mishum Anuna, in order that you should be able to pay the tax. Chazru Loimer, that's when Chazal said, Oisvim, people who just collect the tfuah aksherim, soichrim, someone who actually does business with them, apsulim. So Taisus and Rishonim asked the obvious question. If it's Shemitah, so just because you have to pay taxes, you're allowed to be over mitzvah Shemitah? So if you have to pay the taxes, sell your house, get funds another way, but to be over the Aveir Shemitah, so one teretz is that it was a situation of pikuach nefesh. Because it's a situation of pikuach nefesh, so pikuach nefesh, we're allowed to do it. Another teretz is that we're talking about shmitah drabonon. And shmitah drabonon, Chazal said that if you have to pay taxes, you could work in the field in the shmitah year. Which the Mechas Chinuch and other achronim have a discussion. Because we know that a person is never allowed to be over an Isser, never allowed to be over a Lav just to save money. And that din seems to be even by a Lav Derabbanan. So we're back to our question. If it's not a situation of a Pikuach Nefesh, how could somebody be over a Lav Derabbanan just to save money? So the Bikur Yaakov says a very interesting teretz. Bikur Yaakov says, as Tosfos says, we're referring to Shemitah Derabbanan. So it's a time, or a place, or a product, that the whole Chiv Shemitah is only with Derabbanan. When Chazal said that there's a Chiv Shemitah on these items, or in this place, Chazal at the same time said that if you'll need to pay taxes, there's no Shemitah Derabbanan. That's how the Bikur Yaakov explains. Miches Chinuch says a very interesting teretz. Miches Chinuch says, where is there a din that a person is supposed to give away all his money and not be over a Lav Derabbanan? That's when it's a personal situation. Where I have an issue, Chas v'Shalom, there's a question, let's say, Chil Shabbos Derabbanan. I'm not going to be Mechal Shabbos, even if it's a Derabbanan, I have to spend all my money to avoid it. Here we're not talking about an individual, we're talking about the entire community having to pay taxes. There, where it's a Derabbanan, but it affects the community, there's a different thing. Says the Gemara. So the Gemara, since we spoke about Shemitah, brings an interesting story. It says the Gemara, Chibar Zanuki Rav Shim Ben Yitzadik, have a Ka'azli La'abishon Ba'asya. They were going to do a leap year in Asya, which is in Chutz La'aretz, which Taisus right away asks, we learned earlier in our Masechta that Ibur Shana took place in Eretz Yisrael. So what is the Gemara saying that they went to Asya to do the Ibur Shana? So one teretz that's given is that they went to Asya just to do the deliberation. But the actual declaration, if it should be a leap year, would be done in Eretz Yisrael. Another teretz is that it was, Miri says, that after the Churban, where if the greatest leaders of Klai Yisrael live in Chutz La'aretz, a leap year could be declared in Chutz La'aretz. Also, as we're going to see, that this took place in the Shemitah year. We learned earlier in our Masechta that we don't make a Shemitah year, a leap year. So how could they make this year a leap year? So a number of terutzim. Either, again, they weren't going to talk about this year, they were going to talk about another year, or our Gemara is going according to the Manda Omer that says that a leap year can be a Shemitah year, or, as we learned, that there's certain very blatant reasons to make it a Shemitah year, even a leap year, even a Shemitah year could be a leap year, and that was the situation. So again, says the Gemara of Chibar Zanuki Rav Shimbe Yatzadik, have a Ko'azl al-Abishan ba'Asya. They were going to make a leap year in Asya. Pogbar Ishlokish, so Ishlokish met them. Etva Bahadayu. So he said, you know what? I want to join you. Oma, Ezel Echsi, I want to go see Hecha Avda Uvda. How this process, this procedure of a leap year works. Chazya. So as they're traveling, as they're going to Asya, they saw Lahu Gavra, the Kakarov. They saw a person plowing in a field. Amalhan, so Rish Lakish said, Kayin v'chayrish. This is a terrible situation. He's a Kayin. Why he assumed that he was a Kayin, we'll see soon. And he's working in the Shemitah year. Amalai, so they responded, Yachalaymer, who says that he's doing anything wrong? He could say, Agistin ani b'taychay. Rashi says, two pshatim in Agistin. One pshat in Agistin is that it was a tax situation, as we just learned. For tax situations, you're allowed to work the field. Another shot is that he's working for a guy, and the field of belonging to a guy is not subject to the Shemitah rules. Says the Chafetz Chaim. So they had a wonderful way of explaining what he was doing. So why did Rish Lakish assume that he was doing the wrong thing? So the Chafetz Chaim says this, that even if a person has an obligation to be down the kafschus, to always try to say that the person is doing the right thing, not the wrong thing, with a body of evidence certainly points in one direction, you can't just say down the kafschus. Rish Lakish felt that all these answers just don't work. But then the Mefarshim asked the obvious question. What are you debating? Why don't you just ask the person? Why don't you just ask the person, why are you working in the field in Shemitah? There's no need for a debate. There's so many terutzim to this question. One terutz is that here it was a question of a derabbanan, And there's a very important rule. If I see somebody being over a deraisa, I have an obligation to tell him. Even till now, maybe he didn't know he was doing an avera, and now he knows he's doing an avera, and he may continue. I have a chiyuv techacha. By a derabbanon, there's a klal, there's a rule of mutav shei shagi givayei mezidin. So these talmid chachamim were concerned that what he was doing was only an issa derabbanon, and if they'll tell him, he's still going to continue. So they're better off not telling him. One teretz, another teretz, four teretz of my soul. Another teretz is a tremendous teretz. He was working. When a person is working, you're not allowed to talk to him. His time belongs to his boss. You're not allowed to stop and schmooze with him. Another teretz is that they were going to be ma'abishan ba'asya. So they were in a rush to do the mitzvah of ibishan. They had no time to stop for conversation. And the fourth teretz is a simple teretz. This conversation between Rish Lakish and them took place after they passed the person. And therefore, he wasn't there that they should ask him. Another situation. Suchaz Yilhav Gavra, they saw an individual, Davakosach Bakarmi. He was pruning trees in his vineyard. Amalam Koyin Vizoymer, is this appropriate that you should, that again, Rish Lakish says he's pruning in the Shemitah year? Amaloy, so again, they defended this person. Yachaloymer, he could say, he's not pruning the trees because he wants to do it for the making the tree better. What he's doing is just because he needs the wood from the tree to fix his aleph press. Taisus says that just because you take off branches from a tree because you need them doesn't mean that it's not a Shemitah problem. Taisus says it has to be referring to a situation that they defended the person that he was pruning the tree in a way that was detrimental to the tree, and they did it because they needed the wood. Amalehem, so Rish Lakish said, Halev Yodea, you're trying to defend him, but the truth is, he knows Imla Akal, Imla Kalkois, what his real intent was it just to get the wood, or was to act, Akalkois means crooked. Ask the Gemara, what do you call it? I don't know. Hi, Amal Bereisha. Which incident happened first? Says the Gemara, Ilei Mahoka Mais Amal Bereisha. If the incidents mentioned in the Gemara are in the proper order, Hanami Loi Megristin Abitacha. Why does he have to come up with a new excuse that he's doing it because he needs the wood for the ala press? He should have said that he's working in it because he's it's taxes or he's working by Guy's field. Ella, what must have happened, says the Gemara, is Hama Liberation. The first episode was an episode where they found somebody pruning a tree. And they tried to defend it by saying they need the wood for alopress. That was the way that story was to be defended. For Hada Amala, and then the second story happened. And that's why Hada Amala Hach, the second story happened, where the first story happened, where you don't have a defense that you need the wood for pruning. The only defense is Agista. So when they Rish Lakish saw this person acting this way, he said he's a Kohen that's working in Shemitah. Ask the Gemara, Mashna Kohen, why was he so quick to assume that he was a Kohen? He says, Mamba Shem, the Chashidi HaShvi'is. The Kohanim were particularly suspect of not following Shemitah rule. Why? Why were Kohanim? So Rishonim say like this. The Kohanim are accustomed to eat food that everybody else can't eat. Yisrael is not allowed to eat truma. Yisrael is not allowed to eat a lot of the kachim. So the Kohanim mistakenly assumed the same as with Shemitah. Everybody else halacha Shemitah applied to. But they could eat the Shemitah produce. And that's how they came to be lax in Shemitah. And the Gemara quotes a Braisa. The Braisa says, Sot truma shenof lamei son shoshviyas. If a Sot truma fell into 100 saw of Shemitah produce, so we have 100-1 ratio tala. It should be, it becomes bottle, it becomes nullified. However, pox mikan, if it's a great, it's not a ratio of 100-1, yirkavu. We have to let it rot. And when we learn this price of Avina, but we need to understand. Amay yirkavu, why should we let it rot? Yikarenu lakayin, but may truma. Yes, we have to consider because we don't have the proper ratio, we don't have 100-1 ratio, that we have to treat this entire mixture as truma. And yes, the value, the price of truma is cheaper than regular fruit. Why? Law of supply and demand. There's a lot of truma, But the only ones that could eat truma are kahanim. So that's why the price is low. But why it should be treated like truma? Why is it left to rat? Yinkurenu l'kayin b'dmei truma chutz b'dmei oisit saw. V'omrav chiyah m'shmei dula. And to explain the brisa, zoyt sameres nechshtu kahanim ashvius. The kahanim were suspect that they don't care about shmita, and that's why we had to punish them that this is that they can't sell it. Ask Taisus, and all the rishonim asked the obvious question. Here, we want to sell it. Not to sell shmita produce. We're learning la'achlav la'ilaschayra. So how's the Gemara suggesting sell the entire mixture besides the value of that sa'atruba? You're not allowed to sell shmita produce. Many terutzim are given to this question. The simple terutz is as follows. When is there an isser schayr perishvius? If I collect perishvius, as we discussed on top of Amid, with the intent of collecting and selling, that's asr. He didn't intend to collect. They didn't collect the shviz produce when they intend to sell it. We had an episode happen here where a mixture happened. Then there's no issa schayr. Another teretz is that they wanted it to be sold, but the money that would be received would be treated with kedusha shviz. A third teretz, very interesting teretz, that some rishonim suggest, is where is there an isser to do business with shmita produce? The isser applies when it's being sold in a regular way, in a store. But if it's not being sold the way produce is typically sold, then there's no issa schayr. And that was the suggestion that was being given. It should be sold, but not, of course, in the regular fashion as produce is sold. So they continue on the way, and they arrive in Asya. Kimat al-Hasham, when they got there, Salika l'Igra. They went up to the attic, because that's where they would have the deliberations. They would have the deliberation over the leap year, but Rav Chiya and Rav Shimon didn't want Reish Lakish with them. So what they did was Shalik L'Daga Matusei. They immediately pulled away the ladder. The Reish Lakish should not be able to join them for these deliberations. Also L'Kamei the Rav Yochanan. So Reish Lakish went to complain about them. Omle B'nei Odom HaChshudim Al Shvius. People who are suspect, they don't care about Hilchas Shmita, Sheirim, Labashana, they should be people that are part of the Bezdin that will make the year a leap year. Hada Amar, then Reish Lakish said, Lakashali, it's not that difficult for me to understand how they could participate. Mida Dehava, Shlosh Roy Baka. If you remember, we had a Gemara in Daf Yud Ches on the base. The Gemara in Daf Yud Ches on the base said that three shepherds were the ones that said that the year should be a leap year because they saw that the weather wasn't working according to the calendar. Rabbanon, Achush B'nai Samach. And that's all that their role here is, but not that they're really part of the Bezdin. Hadama. Then Reish Lakish said, no, my defending them doesn't work. Lo Dami. Hasam, Hadu Imru Rabbanon Vibrua, Rushata. The Raya Bakr came with reasons why the year should be made into a leap year, but it wasn't they who declared the year a leap year. It was the Rabbanim that declared the year a leap year. Hacha, here, we want to have them participate in the Bezdin. And there was Shom, Kesh Rishom, who, the Kesh Rishom, and Aminamin. So it's a beautiful verse from the Tzlach. The Tzlach is saying, and the Gemara is going to focus on this in a minute, that Reish Lakish called them Rishom. Why did he call them Rishom? Because they defended the people that worked in the Shemitah year. So ask the Tzlach, why did Reish Lakish wait till now to call them Rishon? As soon as they started defending these individuals, he should have right away called them Rishon. Only when they pulled away the ladder, now he decides to call them Rishon. So Tzlach says, he says Pshat in the Pasuk in Mishlei, I just want to get to the point. This is a beautiful Pshat. He says, there are two types of people in the world. He says, there are people that are always defending everybody. It's one type of person. There's another type of person that's always finding fault in everybody. Different type of person. Where Reish Lakish had a problem with these two people, where Reb Chiya and Reb Shimon was as follows. He says, when it comes to defend, which people do you defend? You defend the Rishon that work in the Shemitah year. And when it comes to blame, who do you act bad to? To me, Reish Lakish the tzaddik. So the good people you find fault with, and the bad people you find good about, that's unacceptable. And that's why he called them Mishan. Amar Rav Yochanan, Da'aka. Rav Yochanan said, enough. You can't call them Rishon. Kiyasal Kameda Rav Yochanan, when they came to Rav Yochanan, Amalei, Karlan Roy Bakr, they called us, he called us Roy Bakr, V'lai Amalei Midi. So the Mefarsh asked, he called them Rishon. Why are they only focusing on the Roy Bakr? So the Mefarsh answer that they never heard them call Rishon. If they would have heard him call them Rishon, they would have complained about too. But they never heard it. And if they would have called you Roy Tzoyin, which are worse than Roy Bakr, what could I say? So Mashal explains the Gemara. What he meant to say was that that's the way Talmid Chacham are. Sometimes Talmid Chacham speak sharply about each other. We find it many times in Shas. So just because he called you Roy Bakr, or even if he would have called you Roy Tzoyin, it's nothing to be upset about. That's the way Talmid Chacham sometimes act. Another pshat is that he felt you did the wrong thing, and therefore, because he felt you did the wrong thing, you deserve this title. So the Gemara mentioned Kesher Rishoyim. The Shlokish said that they shouldn't be included in the Beis Din because it's a Kesher Rishoyim. Ask them, what does Kesher Rishoyim mean? Says the Gemara, a famous episode in Mach. Shivna Havadarish Betreisa Ripsa. Shivna said a shear at 130,000 Talmidim. Shivna, what was Shivna? Some say he was the Kohen Gadol. Others say he was the Prime Minister. Others say he was administrator of the Beis HaMikdash. He was obviously a very great person. And he had a share of 130,000 Talmidim. Chizki had a share of 110,000 Talmidim. Kiyasa Sancheriv, the Tsar Lady Yerushalayim. When Sancheriv came to besiege Yerushalayim, Kosev Shivna Piska, Shivna wrote a piece of paper, shot the Begira, and he shot it with an arrow over the wall of Yerushalayim, writing to Sancheriv as follows. Shivna, the Sidiyata Hishlima, Shivna and his group are prepared to make peace with you. However, Chizki v'siyata lo Hishlima, Chizki and his group are not prepared to make peace. Shinema, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Kihine Rishoyim Yidruchu Keshes, Kanun Chitzim Oyas, they shoot with an arrow. Have a commistive Chizkiya. So Chizkiya was concerned. Why was Chizkiya concerned? Amr, he said, maybe Shivna's right. Dilma, Chas v'Shalom, not the Dati, the Kachaburchu Basaruba. They're a larger group. They're 130,000. I'm only 110,000. Maybe they're right. Kivin the Ruba, Nimsri, if the majority of people want to make peace, in a Nimsri. So I should agree to the majority. Bar Naviva Amaloi, Lay Simon Keshul Chashiyama Amazeh. Don't just accept what these people say. Climber, Keshu Rishoyimu, that group is a group of Rishoyim, the Keshu Rishoyim Enem in a Minyan. We don't count it. Why is Keshu Rishoyim Enem in a Minyan? Some of Farshim explain, their opinion is against the Torah, so their opinion is not counted. Another pshat is Keshu Rishoyim Enem in a Minyan, is that whatever we do, we need Siyat Deshmaya. We need HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be with us. They, who are going against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't have HaKadosh Baruch Hu on their side, so what they say doesn't count. So beautiful word. Typically, Achdus, unity, is a fantastic attribute. So why, when Rishonim get together, is it not to be validated? The answer is, when you have a group of Rishonim together, it's not that they really have Achdus. Everybody has their own personal interest. It just happens to be that all of their different personal interests merge, and that's why they're in unity. Whereas the unity of Klal Yisrael is a different unity. The unity of Klal Yisrael is all L'shem Shemayim. It's so beautiful vart. But how God do we say, V'hi sh'amda l'aviseinu v'lanu, sh'lay echad amar aleinu. V'hi sh'amda l'aviseinu v'lanu. You know how come, you know how Klal Yisrael had a Yeshua? Sh'lay echad. There was no achdus. Amar aleinu, amongst the people who try to attack us. And if they don't have achdus, they can't succeed. So I was thinking that the minig, a lot of people have the minig, is by Vihish Amda that we pick up the cup of wine. Why at Vihish Amda do we pick up the cup of wine? Because most people, the minig is, that when they make Kiddush, one person makes Kiddush, takes the cup of wine for everybody. Why? Because we're going to learn it tomorrow, Shir. Kol Yisrael Raven Zelazer. There's Achdus by Kol Yisrael. So we want to show the difference between us and them. They, Shloy Echad, they don't have Achdus. But we have the cup of wine of Kol Yisrael Raven Zelazer. There is Achdus in Kol Yisrael. Says the Gemara. Holach Lachsula Keva Bibakiri based off it. So Shivna thought that he's taken over. So they used to have a special cemetery for the Melachim, for the kings, and he went to dig himself a grave. Mefarshim discussed, Rabbi Yehuda Chassid says, a person is not allowed to dig himself a grave while he's alive. It's a terrible thing. So how is he digging himself a grave? So I saw many pshatim. It's Negeila Lochim. One pshat is that you're only not allowed to dig a grave for somebody who's sick. It's a bad sign. He wasn't sick. Another pshat is this. They didn't bury kings in graves. They buried them in caves. A grave is not allowed to be dug while the person's alive. A cave may be dug. Third pshat is especially in Yerushalayim, where the ground is very tough, where it's very rocky, and there's also Isser of Halonas HaMeis. We're not allowed to leave the mace unburied overnight. What you're allowed to do is dig the grave, because otherwise, if you're waiting to dig the grave when the person is already not here, it may delay the funeral too much. Dig the grave and then fill it up again. Lachs like ever meant he went to dig the grave, but fill it up, and there wouldn't be a problem. You don't belong here. That you want to dig yourself a grave here. Hina Hashem metat kotat legever. Hashem Baruch Hu is going to shake you and move you around like a man. It's harder for a man to be moved out of his place than a woman. So I saw a few pshat and why. One pshat is, because a person is moved out of his place, he needs rachmanis. And people typically have more rachmanis on women than on men. So if somebody has to move, man, it's harder to move than a woman. Ian Yaakov says a different pshat. He says, we know a person, the man, was created min ha'adoma, from the earth. A woman was created from man, from Etzem. So since men have this that they came from the earth, and earth likes to be where it is, so men are harder to move than women. It's nogei lahalocha. Where is it relevant lahalocha? It's relevant lahalocha because the din is, rachman al tzlan, if a couple gets divorced, they're not allowed to remain in the same neighborhood. So let's say they're both living in that neighborhood. Who has to move, the man or the woman? The din is the woman has to move, not the man. Vatcha ata, under normal circumstances. Vatcha ata, Amar Rabbi Yosef b'Chanina, melamed sheparcha b'tziras. Tziras emerged on Shivna. Ksiv hocha vatcha ata, v'ksiv hasam, by the pasuk of Mitzray v'asafim yata. Son of Yitznufach, tznafach kada al aretz uchav sidaya, tana, hu bikish klein beis adonav, he wanted to shame his master, Chizkiyah, l'feikach nefach kvayda l'kalud. The tables turned on him. Kevin Nofik. So he was going out of the gate, the walls of Yerushalayim, to go make peace with Sancheriv. Kinofik, as he was leaving Yerushalayim, also Gavriel Achrei, Gavriel came behind him, the Achdei L'dosh B'apim Yishraisa, and closed the door right before his followers could follow him out of Yerushalayim. So he ended up going by himself. Amalei, so Sancheriv and his army asked him, Mishar Sayachecha, where is your entire army? I'm a Hadrabi. They reversed themselves. They didn't come along with me. You're making a joke out of us. You said that you have all these people that want to make peace, and you show up alone. They made holes in the heels of his feet. And they tied him to the tails of the horses. And they schlepped him on the thorns. Honorable Lazar. Shivna Bala Nohaya. Shivna was a person, Rashi says, two pshatim. One pshat is, he wanted to enjoy the world. He didn't want to have to go through a war. Another pshat is, Mishkav Zohar. Ksivhach Alech Bala Seichen, Ksivhasa Vatihila Yisachanis. The Pasuk says, Kashois Yaroysun Tzadik Mapol, Rabbi Yehuda Ravena, Chadam El Chizkiya Vitzadik, Vesyatin Narosim, Tzadik Ilu chisk v'siyata narosim. If Chizkiah and his group will succeed, Tzadik Mapol, what will HaKadosh Baruch Hu have accomplished? Tumah will explain this more in a minute. V'charama, Ilu Beis HaMikdash Shaharev, if the Beis HaMikdash will be destroyed through a Tzadik Mapol, where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Nisim? V'charama, V'ulama, Ilu Machshavosav Shalroish Tzorosho, if the plans of those Rishoyim will not be destroyed, Tzadik Mapol. Says the Gemara, that the Pasuk is referring to the plans of those Rishoyim. We want their terrible plans to be destroyed. According to the Manda Omer, that if the Beis HaMikdash will be destroyed, where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We could also understand why the word Hashoysos refers to the Beis HaMikdash. The Tanan, as the Mishnah says, Evan Hoysosham, there was a stone in the Beis HaMikdash, Mimais Navim Rishayim, from the beginning of the creation of the world, Shesia Hoys Nakras, and it was called Shesia. Elaman Dom Chizki V'tziyatoi, if it's speaking about Chizki and his group, Heche Ashkan Tzadikim De'iku Shosos, where does the Pasuk call it Tzadik Shosos? And it's the Gemara d'ksiv, because the Pasuk says, Kilashem mitzukei aretz v'yoshes aleihem tevel. So the Pasuk says that the mitzukei aretz, the people that hold up the world, are the tzaddikim. V'ibayis ema, mihocha, hifli eitza, higdil toshia. Amar Chanan, lomen nikra shemoy toshia. Why is the Torah called toshia? V'pnei shimateshes koichai shel adam. Learning Torah makes you weak. Farshim asks, why does Torah make you weak? Why does learning Torah make you weak? Many pshatim. We'll say a few. Baruch Haim HaKadosh says that what Torah does is that every person is made up of Ruchnius and Gashmius. Learning Torah makes the Gashmius less important and the Ruchnius more important. Another pshat, every person, the Koicha Shel Adam, a person is born with a Yetzirah. What the Torah does is, Barasli Yetzirah, Barasli Tavlin. The Tzaddik, learning Torah, has ability to break Koicha Shel Adam, the Yetzirah that exists in a person. Another pshat, beautiful pshat. A person has a tendency to believe, Koichi V'Oitzi Yadi Asli Chayalzeh, that everything I have is because of me. Torah, a person who learns Torah, Mateshes, Torah Mateshes Koicha Shel Adam. A person who learns Torah recognizes that what we are is not because of ourselves, not because of Koicha V'Oitz Miyadi Asli Sechayel Azeh. I saw a very nice verse from the Chidah. If we take the word Adam is B'Gematria 45, and we remove from the word Adam Koyach, which is 28, 45 minus 28 is 17. 17 is Gematria Toif. If a person takes away his Koyach, he takes away his belief that everything is he, then Toif, that's the good person. Davacha, Tashia, Dvarim Shatayra, Tayu, Sha'olim Moshe Saleim. These are words, it's not more than words, but the whole world stands on these words because the words of Torah keep the word going. Amma Ula, says Ula, Machsheva Ma'elis Afila Devar Torah. Many pshatim in this. Rashi says, pshat is like this. A person wants to learn. If a person has daigus, if a person has worries about parnasa, about other issues, Ma'elis, it affects his learning. A person's learning is affected because he has other things on his head, he can't learn with the Yishuv Hadas. Another pshat, tremendous pshat. Mechsheva me'elas afilu divrei Torah is that a person makes plans, and everybody thinks that their plans will happen. So a person makes a plan: I'm going to finish the Masechta, or I'm going to learn a sefer in this amount of time. You can't make plans. A person has to realize mechsheva me'elas afilu divrei Torah that a person can't make plans. We are in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Others say mechsheva me'elas afilu divrei Torah. If a person believes that everything is in his power, similar to Pshat I said a moment ago, a person thinks that I can make plans and everything goes exactly as I planned, that person cannot grow in learning. A fourth Pshat is that Divrei Torah should not be limited to thinking. You're supposed to say the words of Torah. Machsheva Me'elas. If you leave your learning just to thinking about the words and not articulating them and expressing, then you can't have a tzlach in learning. Shnema, meifer machshavos arumim v'leitaseni yadayim teshuva. Amar Rava, however says Rava, im oiskim l'shma, if somebody learns Torah l'shma, then he will have a tzlach in his learning. En may elis. And I saw from Reb Chaim Kanievsky, the same goes as far as Torah Mateshes Koichos Shel Adam. And the Gemara said before that learning Torah makes you weak. It's only regarding somebody who learns Torah Shaloi Lishma. And therefore he explains as follows. We know that typically when somebody begins to learn, Torah Shaloi Lishma, Ba Lishma. So at the beginning, Torah Matash is Koich Shal Adam. But after that, a person begins learning Torah Lishma, and he'll be fine. Shnema, Rabbis Makshavos Blevish, V'tzas Hashem Yisokim. Eitzah Shiyesh B'Yidvar Hashem. If somebody has the really in mind for Hashem, he's sukkum la'ilam. Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Amos says, Rabbi Yehuda learned that when is a mesach b'kuvya possible for Edom, for Edus, or for Dayanus, if he doesn't have another job. Amr Vu Amr Beloza, halach Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. So the way most Rishonim explain, what the Gemara is teaching us, two ways of understanding the Gemara. One, going back to the shiur that we discussed yesterday. One way of understanding is the Agamar teaching us that the problem with Mesach Bekuvya is because he's Ein Oisik B'Yeshuva Shalaylam. And this, Erihud, so if he has another job, he is Oisik B'Yeshuva Shalaylam. Another Pshat is, and this is the Taisvus I quoted in the previous year, the Taisvus says that a person sometimes, the Gemara says, what was the problem? Mesach Bekuvya, because it's an Asmachta. But sometimes playing cards is not an Asmachta. When? Says Taisus, as I discussed yesterday, I won't repeat it, if you have the money on the table. Says the Gemara, everybody who is disqualified, we have to make an announcement. Roya, what about somebody who's a shepherd? Is an announcement required or not? Says the Gemara, Bishlama, that we began today's shiur with, that no announcement is required. So then when we started the shiur today, that said Stam Roy Apostle, why? It's not Stam Roy Apostle. And so the Gemara, what do we mean? What the Gemara began at the beginning of the shiur was, the Mestama, if you see a Roya, we don't have to investigate if he is or isn't an honest person. We assume that he isn't, and Machrit Zinalei. Says the Gemara, there was a shtam matana that two gazlonim were signed as Edom. Savra Papa Rishmul Lachshura. A Papa Rishmul wanted to say that it was a valid shtar. The Chrizin alive, because there was never an announcement made about these individuals. Omle Rava said Rava, Ned Bina Achraza, even though an announcement is required, where is the announcement required? By somebody who's only a gazan drabonim. But somebody who's a gazan deraisa, sumedaraisa, he's apostle aid. Mibina achrozah. Achrozah is not required. Simon davar arayis ganef. Omer Rav Nachman. Oichli davar acher. Psum leidus. So the Rishonim explained. Typically, oichli davar acher. Davar acher throughout Shas means chazer, pork. Here it can't mean pork. Why? Because the Gemara is saying, the Gemara is going to make in a moment a difference if he does it b'tzino or b'feresia, in public or privately. Eating pork is also privately or publicly. So Oichli Davar Acher means that he takes stocker from Goyim. Somebody who takes stocker from Goyim is Pasul Eidus. Why? Because he creates a Chil Hashem. What's the Chil Hashem? The Chil Hashem is either that the Goyim will say, look at these Jews, they don't take care of their own, we have to support them, or if he makes himself into a Chil Hashem. If a Jew has to go ask a non-Jew for money, it's a terrible situation. So he is creating a Chil Hashem, and that's why it's possible. So Paiskim discuss, are we allowed to take money from Goyim for our institutions, for our yeshivas? It's a very big question. It's especially after we learned this Gemara. So the Paiskim say that our Gemara is only speaking about an individual. If you have an individual who is poor and needs staka, so we should take care of our poor. That individual shouldn't have to go ask by goyim. But to ask for a yeshiva, for an institution, that doesn't create necessarily a chil Hashem. Hanimili, continues the Gemara, as I said, beferesi, if it was only done in public. Avo betzina, if it was done privately, loy, it's not a problem. Says the Gemara, uveresi namilei amaron, it's only a problem when it's done publicly, ela de'efshalei letzuni betzina, that he could have done it privately, because mavzi nafshai beferesi, and he embarrasses himself, and he embarrasses the people to ask beferesi. Avoloi esha, if he has no other option, chiyusihu, he needs it to live, and therefore it's mutter. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Nachman. Ha-choshel al-arayis. Choshel al-arayis means somebody who's only suspect, but not that he actually did it. Some say he did it. Koshelites. Why? Because arayis is an aveira that people have a hard time overcoming, and that doesn't necessarily make him a apostle. Amar Rav Ashi. Says Rav Ashi. Onamari. Abayim v'kasfei. We're going to give him malchus because he did such an aveira v'kosher. Amar Rava. However, Rav Nachman will agree, lenient aid is isha, to be an aid that in a issue that involves a rai issue puzzle, or vina vivitemira papa, loyamaran ela fuka, that if he can't be a person to say aidis, that this woman is divorced, because we have to be concerned that he wants to have relations with her. Ava liyula, to say that she's married, certainly he should believe, less lambar. So it's more obviously pshita, manatema hadifle. He rather should not be married than married. So Chaim Shmulevitz says a married in this Gemara. Look at this person. It would certainly be better that this woman should be single if he wants to have relations with her. But he's so interested in doing an Aveira that he's prepared to say testimony that she's married, and now we'll have to figure out a way of having relations with her. But the Aveira is a bigger Aveira. And when the Yetzahara takes hold of a person, he wants to do the biggest Aveira possible. Vam Rav Nachman. Ganvei Nisvei Ganvei Tishrei. If somebody steals produce in Nisvei and Tishrei, Loi Shema Ganeu. Says Mahani Mila Bereisa. If it's a sharecropper, the Dava Mu'ut of the finished product, people don't care if they take it. V'davish Nigra Malachte. Says the Gemara. Ichrei the Rezvid. Chad Ganvei Kavei Desarei Upaslei. Somebody stole some wheat. Bali, and he was disqualified. Chad gonve dahuri nepene upasle. Says the Gemara. Hani kvroi, these grave diggers, the kovet nafsh beyond the rishis shaltzeres, that dug graves on the first day of Shavuos, shamtinu rapapa, rapapa put them in the cheres, upsilin l'edis, v'chshvin rafuna b'reid of Yeshua. Omle rapapa v'rashom ninu, they were mechal yontif, digging a grave in yontif. Says the Gemara, savrig mitzikavdi, they're doing a mitzvah. Says the Rav Kum Shem Tinalu. How could they think they were doing a mitzvah? They got, we were put into Chayrim. Sava Kapera Kav Delei Rabbanim. And the way the Mefarshim explained the Gemara is very relevant to Halacha. Even if you do something which is Osir, but you have a Heter, like here they thought that they're allowed to dig a grave in Yontif, it's still an Aveira and requires a Kapara. And that's how they came to make that mistake.